This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You become part of the solution when you get informed. That's the biggest portion. Get informed, you become part of the solution, things get, I'm telling you, things get so much better. All right? Again, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, I'm telling you, a lot of good deals over there for you, a lot of things that you can partake of. Your honey will love you for it. Christmas is six weeks away? Yeah, promo code Joe, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. They've got, what do I have? I have the slippers, I have the pillowcases, I have the pillows, I have the sheets, I have the towels. I'm telling you that this stuff, you're going to love it. Even as a guy, I love the towels, you know why? Because I ain't pushing water on the floor. Right? I mean, seriously. It's actually getting absorbed. And I'm dry. Oh, my God. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, after the break, I'm going to have Judge Deborah Archuleta. Now, she's running for LADA, Los Angeles DA, to replace Gascon. The irritant about all this is that Gascon has turned LA County into a hellhole. And I mean a hellhole. Crime is up. It's out of control. Violent crime is up. Property crime is up. And the Democrats, because he is a Democrat, are backing him. This is where the ideology gets dangerous. And not by a little. It's a lot. I mean, there were Democrat DAs that myself and others voted for Republican conservatives because they understood the rule of law. They understood what crime did to a city. And they enforced the crimes. They didn't unenforce the crimes. They enforced the crimes. The police and sheriff's departments that were under that DA knew that if they had a clean arrest, they would be able to get a conviction. They'd be able to get that person in the court and off the streets. Not under this DA. You have to be a white male that almost commits a crime for him to charge you. Right? And if you're a white male that happens to be a Christian, well then heck, you don't stand a chance. You're guilty before they even know you're on the street. Just amazing. It's gotten to the point now where one out of every 135 people. Come on, think this is what you know where I'm going with this, right? One out of every 135 people is a victim of some kind of crime. How's that possible? And many of this stuff, as well, you know as well as I do, goes unreported. Right, people? And when it gets reported, does it ever get recorded? Does it ever make it into the system? You have to ask these questions because, again, why go out? And you don't even have to talk about going out. I mean, these crimes are happening right in the homes of people that are just wanting to be home in their own house that they're paying a mortgage on just to enjoy on a regular basis. Why is that a problem? Shouldn't be. You need, they need to know their taxes are going to keep them safe. Right? They need to know that the police are on the job, number one, and that they're going to be supported. Because the criminal's going to, look, you've got, in Los Angeles alone, you've got no bail. Right? I mean, even the criminals of old are coming out and saying, man, you got no bail. No problem. Now, some people talk about, well, murder is falling. Well, all I got to say is everything's relative. When you have robbery and that kind of stuff, up hundreds of percentage points, not going to push back. No reason to kill. No reason to kill someone, right? Now they're screaming that. Well, no, that's not true, Joe. You're homicides are down in Los Angeles, right? Rapes are down in Los Angeles. Well, robberies are up, right? Smash and grabs, and again, where are they getting those numbers? Right. I mean, I've got to ask. Where are they getting those numbers? Are they getting from people that are actually calling the reports in? Right? Are they getting them from convictions? Because there ain't no convictions. If there's no convictions, well, then it doesn't enter the numbers. It doesn't go as part of the statistics. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When marimba river starts to play, there's a
we are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. that's just wonderful. That's a love when a play comes together. I mean, seriously. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. That's how we win. Right? We win when you guys get involved and you get engaged. Okay? That's how we win. So, get informed. Yeah, I'm trying. We're trying to get everything put together. But get informed. Find out what's happening, what's going on.
Hello?
You know, so much more helps when I have it on, right? Let me bring on my guest right now, because I mean, I got to tell you, we want to get through the segment, a couple of segments here with what's going on in L.A. Some of you know about D.A. Gascon, the wonderful Soros-backed D.A. in L.A., and he has decided, basically, that he is, to a big degree, judge, jury, and I would say executioner, but, you know, there's none of that going on. He decides who charges are brought against. And that's going to be so infuriating. It's going to be so frustrating for law enforcement officials. I know it's frustrating for people as a whole. Because when you think about it, really think about what's going on here. Right? Where are you safe? That's a better question. Not where are you unsafe. You know, we used to look at places and go, don't go down there alone. Don't go here alone. Don't go there alone. Now we don't know what to say anymore. We don't know what's safe, what's not safe in L.A. And even if the police catch whoever it is, are they going to put them behind bars? So I've asked Judge Deborah Archuleta to join me. She is running for D.A. in Los Angeles County. And, Judge, thanks for joining me.
Well, it's my pleasure to be here tonight. Thank you for having me.
You know, people hear about this and read about what's going on in our streets, what's going on. Did you find it interesting that San Francisco was cleaned up of not just what was going on in the streets, but, I mean, crime and everything, just cleaned up pretty much overnight? I thought it was great. Wonderful.
Maybe I wonder if we can get the AIPAC meeting down in Los Angeles, and maybe we'd get the same swift response like they got in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I want to see happen. All right. Why don't you just quickly tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about, your career, and I mean just in a couple of minutes here.
Well, first of all, the question for all of the voters of Los Angeles County is this. Are you safer now than you were 3 years ago? And there is a resounding answer of no to that question. I was in the district attorney's office for 28 years. I started off as a law clerk in 1989. I spent 26 years as a prosecutor. I was in a courtroom every single day trying cases, seeking justice for victims on behalf of the people of the state of California. I had a varied career with many, many moving and inspirational cases. And to this day, I still get calls from parents of murdered victims. I left the office in 2016. I ran for judge because I wanted to have an ability to facilitate greater change, greater policy initiatives, greater safety and protection and justice for the residents of LA County. So I ran for judge. In 2016, I won resoundingly in a countywide election with a lot of backing. I had the endorsements of several of the prior DAs. I had the backing of the LA Police Protective League, ALADS, Glendale, Burbank, Pasadena, Long Beach Police Associations. I sat in criminal for about 3 years. And most recently, before stepping down from the bench to step up for the people, I was in the Edelman Children's Court dealing with children and families that are battered, abused, neglected, drug addicted, domestic violence, et cetera, drug addiction, homelessness. So I was sitting in ground zero for 3.5 years of everything that is wrong in L.A. County, California, et cetera. So that is a little bit of my career in a nutshell.
You know, why now? Why all of a sudden? What was the switch where you were sitting there and said, okay, I can't sit here and watch this happen anymore?
Well, honestly, I had been considering this at the time of the recall, but of course the recall was unsuccessful. Several powerful and important and influential people came to me and said to me, Judge Archuleta, Deborah, we think that you are the one that could effectuate the change that is needed. So I mulled it over. It was a difficult decision for me because not only am I taking a leave, but I had to leave the children and the families that I was working with for the last 3.5 years before I launched this campaign. But I had to make sure that there was a clear path for me as the judge, the most qualified, experienced candidate, and the most electable candidate in this race, to make sure that there was a path for victory for me to become the next district attorney of Los Angeles County. Also, it's a financial sacrifice because I'm an elected government official. I had to step down from the bench. I'm on an unpaid leave of absence, but I chose to do that because my family and I are willing to make the sacrifice because this needs to get done. We all have children, family, friends, loved ones, relatives, colleagues, and citizens we don't even know. And we are living in a state of fear and anxiety and increased crime, lawlessness, disorder, chaos. And frankly, I decided that I needed to step down, to step up for the people, to try to take control of the situation with appropriate input from community leaders, current DAs that I'm in touch with, et cetera. They seem to think that I'm the one that can effectuate the change that needs to be made here in Los Angeles County for all of the people of Los Angeles County.
You know, some of the questions that are coming into me, you know, where do you see Gascon's biggest failures? And is he in over his head, or is this just the ideology that he subscribes to?
I think it's some of both. He has demonstrated a lack of leadership by, first of all, engaging in a blanket policy-making decision, whether it's the death penalty or whether it's bail or whether it's Prop 47 and trying to sweep some of these quality of life crimes under the rug. There's a lack of leadership. Additionally, he lacks experience. He's an elected official. He's never been in a courtroom. He's never tried a case. I've tried over 130 jury trials. I've gone to 150 parole board hearings in San Quentin, Vacaville, Folsom, Soledad. The man has never seen the inside of a courtroom or the inside of a prison parole board hearing where we would go, I would go on behalf of the district attorney's office and fight on behalf of the victims and law enforcement to keep serious and violent offenders locked up.
All right, we got to go for a quick commercial break. You can finish on the other side. We're going to go for a quick commercial break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more with Judge Deborah Archuleta. She is running for DA in Los Angeles County, California. We'll be right back. Okay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter?
From I don't know what was happening. It almost didn't even finish a full ring.
Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has reached its 38th day. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby affirmed the presence of Israeli defense forces near Gaza's main hospital.
They have a legitimate right and a need to go after these leadership of Hamas, but they also have to be mindful of civilian casualties, particularly when it comes to a hospital.
Amazon's games division is reducing its workforce by almost 200 positions. The vice president of Amazon Games described it as challenging news. The memo outlined that Amazon will shift its focus to upcoming releases like Throne and Liberty and the Blue Protocol, as well as future initiatives
As part of a restructuring effort, the company intends to shut down its Game Growth and Crown Channel initiatives. Drivers in the Lone Star State have the nation's lowest gas prices, $2.80 per gallon. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can always send me an email, joe@therealside.com. You got a question, comment, joe@therealside.com. And I've got the pleasure of having Judge Deborah Archuleta on with me. She is running for Los Angeles County District Attorney. Los Angeles County, but it's bigger than a lot of these small states in the country, and their police force, I won't say police forces, but their sheriff department, all of that. I mean, it's as big as some third world countries, frankly. A pretty big job.
Well, it's frankly bigger than some of our states here in the United States of America. Between our population and our diversity, we are bigger than many of the small states here, even in the United States. Yes?
Yeah. All right, so we were talking about Gascon's shortcomings. And I asked you point blank, is he in over his head? Is he just evil? I meant to tell you, I knew police officers that actually worked with him and said he was totally incompetent, even as a police officer.
Well, and he seems to be driven by ideology and not by the penal code.
Right.
When you take an oath to uphold a public position like I have done as a judge, you raise your right hand, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution, both state and federal, you know, the United States Constitution. And yet he is so ideologically driven. He doesn't even follow the rules of the penal code, much less the Constitution, for both the state as well as United States. He's got a backlog sitting on his desk of over 13,000 cases. And I've personally talked to many law enforcement agencies that bemoan the fact that they go out, they put their lives at risk, they go out and do the work. People don't even report crimes anymore. When you hear that crime is down, don't believe it. It's that people have given up on calling the police departments or reporting that their cars were broken into or that their cars were stolen or that their identity was stolen. People don't make reports anymore because they don't feel that law enforcement can be responsive. Because the numbers in law enforcement in the organizations is way down. They're having recruiting difficulties. In the district attorney's office, there's been a brain drain. Over 250 competent, professional, skilled, and highly trained deputy district attorneys have left under his reign and either retired or ducked into other positions because their hands have been tied and they have been not able to uphold their mission to serve the people, the victims of L.A. County. So with all those cases sitting on his desk, and the police hands are tied because they can't get prosecutions for their hard work, the citizens don't get justice. And honestly, going back to my initial question, they tell us that crime is down. Nobody believes that for an instant. Going back, do we feel safer now than we were 3 years ago? I have yet to meet one person on the campaign trail that believes that we are safer. The feeling of fear is palpable. And with the lack of leadership by the current DA and the retribution that he has levied against some of the employees that don't agree with his ideology, they've left the office. They've just up and retired and say, I'm not going to put up with this. However, some of us are willing to get back into the fight and the fray and take this man on to get him out.
The morale in the DA's office has got to be low.
It's, I would say, lower than a snake's belly. And frankly, law enforcement themselves are having a morale problem.
Yeah.
And law enforcement and the district attorney's office are supposed to be somewhat of a partnership, have a working partnership, a relationship. And when you have bad morale in the DA's office, and then you have police officers, law enforcement agencies losing their personnel, it makes for increased crime, lack of diligence, if you will, by the district attorney's office in this mission to protect the public.
You know, I got to ask you, it's, you know, the recall failed. And again, he's not a popular guy. I get all that. But the recall failed. He was voted in. The is it lack of info that people just don't understand? Are they ignorant? Are they, you know, how does somebody like him, and this is not the only city, but we'll talk about just L.A. right now. How does somebody like him get in and stay in, do you think? I know it's a personal opinion.
Well, he got in because when the summer of the George Floyd murder, there was discontent all across this country. And that was a turning point in how the public perception was of policing, law enforcement, district attorneys. A lot of the Soros money came in. So I'm not sure that it was so much that they wanted George Gascon himself. It was his ideology that seemed to carry the day, much like it did in several of our big left-leaning cities across this country, Chicago, St. Louis, Seattle, Portland. Lots of cities have had the same, Philadelphia, for example, there's another one. So his ideology was voted in, not him personally. And I do believe that the recall failed. It wasn't so much that it was that people wanted to keep Gascon in office. I think that there was some mismanagement, maybe some mishandling, some oversight. It wasn't for the effort of the people that were working in the recall. But I think that there was just some maybe some tactical error.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it was a pro-Gascon vote. I think it was maybe an insufficiency of organization, if you will, or some sort of communication within
yeah.
the recall.
Yep.
I don't fault the recall people, but we now have a chance as voters here in L.A. County to take back our city and our county and our streets by voting him out and picking up where the recall George Gascon effort was unsuccessful. We as the voters have an opportunity now to be heard.
All right, let's hit some of the issues that, again, that most people are talking about right now, which is violent crime. As I told you, I reported earlier that according to my words, not yours, according to a bogus report I read out of L.A., it says crime is down, violent crime is down, rape is down, murder is down. But I said, who's reporting it? Nobody's reporting this stuff anymore because the cops can't show up. They're either overwhelmed, understaffed, or it doesn't really matter because Gascon's not going to do anything with it.
Well, let's talk about rape. That poor woman in Long Beach that was violently and sexually assaulted in broad daylight, and it was Long Beach took it to the DA's office to be filed as a felony, and it was kicked back to the Long Beach City prosecutor and told it was a misdemeanor, where the DA's office looked at it and thought, oh, this is a vandalism and this is a this. So this is an attempted rape. This should be a prison case. This should be filed as a felony, and from what I understand, from what the news reports I've read, he has prior sexual offenses. So when they tell you rape is down, I don't believe it. This story's been all over the news for the last 2 weeks. How are they defining rape? It sounds like they were calling that a misdemeanor vandalism with this homeless naked man attacking this woman in a sexual manner, rubbing his genitalia up against her body. And the current DA is calling this a misdemeanor vandalism. Well, when you're calling it that, I guess it doesn't go into the rape statistic column. Maybe there's been a slight downtick in murders, but I have to tell you, these smash-and-grab robberies are not thefts. Those are felony robberies. They are thefts or takings with force or fear. The way they're being categorized is what's leading to this misconception that violent crime is down. It is not down. It is more widespread and pervasive than ever. And like we discussed earlier, it is not getting reported at the same rate as it used to, because frankly, people have given up. Every time you walk into a Rite Aid or a CVS or a TJ Maxx, people are walking out of there with bags full of stuff. I feel like a fool standing in line to buy my item.
I was just thinking the same thing.
And they have a corporate public policy. They don't report this.
Grab yourself a couple of bottles of whiskey and just walk out. I mean, that's how crazy it's getting. Somebody just asked a question. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. No, go ahead.
Somebody just asked a question is, could you do anything about bail? Could you mandate bail? Could you request bail in L.A. County?
Yes. Well, I will say this. When I was a prosecutor, I used to ask for reasonable bail. And when I was a judge, I would impose reasonable bail. Yes, we need to have a case-by-case analysis. And once again, not a blanket policy. There are certain provisions, both statutorily in the Humphreys case, as well as the way the current bail system is structured, that yes, every individual can be brought before a court and have bail and have a bail hearing. When I was a young DA, we used to have court at night. It was called night court, and we would have arraignment court where we could have DAs and judges work the swing shift from like 3 to 10, and if arrests were made late in the day, we could bring people in and have bail hearings. And when I'm elected DA, I'm going to work to make sure that we can re-implement. It was called night court.
Got to go for a quick break. Come back. We'll hit the night court again.
Sure.
I've got more questions than that. Joe Messina, your host. I'll go for a lot more right after this.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves horns. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me and listening to the Joe Messina Show. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether you're on the air, in the chat room, sending me emails, whatever it takes. You got to get engaged. You got to get informed. I always tell people, you know, the easiest way to get in trouble is to go off half-cocked, say things that you know aren't true or you perceive to be true that really aren't true, and then it's very hard to have a second conversation with that person. So make sure you get the information you need. I bring on the experts because, as I like to say, just because I have a microphone and a mouth doesn't make me the expert. So I've asked Judge Deborah Archuleta to join me. She is running for DA. I was going to say against Gascon, but you know, there's a bunch of other people, too, or a few other people that are running for the same seat. And I'm enjoying my conversation with you tonight.
Well, thank you. Let me just follow up on a couple quick points on bail before we pivot to the next topic. With regard to bail, a lot of people don't really understand how bail works when it's an issue before the court. So as I indicated earlier, you know, I always imposed reasonable bail when I was a judge, and I asked for reasonable bail when I was a deputy district attorney. We have to look at the prior record of the individual that's before the court, the risks that they pose to public safety. Have they had prior offenses for the same? Are they a repeat recidivist in the system, meaning that they're in and out and in and out? Are they committing a smash and grab every third day? Are they using weapons? Are they on probation? Are they on parole? Are they maybe a sex registrant? I mean, have they used weapons in the past? Do they have a violence history? Have they committed domestic violence? Have they abused children? Have they abused elders? So So bail is a complicated analysis that needs to be undertaken by a judge. And right now, under the current DA, the deputies are not allowed to ask for certain types of bail or certain no bail requests. It's not a matter of rich and poor. We take that into account too, but it's a matter of the criminal history, the likeliness or likelihood of appearing in court, of the suspect, the individual returning back to court. We look at a whole variety of characteristics before we make that bail assessment.
Does the DA or you know, the assistant district attorneys, the attorneys trying the cases, do you guys decide what you'd like to see as bail before you get to the court or during that process?
We asked for bail early on. There are certain courts within L.A. Superior Court where they are the bail courts, where a deputy district attorney would ask for reasonable and appropriate bail and, in fact, make those arguments. Under the current administration, from what I understand from my close friends and former colleagues still in the office, they are now forbidden to do that. So they sit there quietly and say nothing under the policy directives of the current district attorney.
Wow. Unreal. Is it true that he's also not allowing family members and or you know, other people from the DA's office when it comes to parole hearings to you know, advocate for or against?
He no longer sends a representative from the district attorney's office to parole board hearings. I used to personally attend these hearings. Like I stated earlier, I've done over 150 of them. Then for a while, because of cost and ease, they were being done via WebEx type of hearings. But now, under this administration, he's no longer allowing participation by the district attorney's office in those hearings. In fact, we recently had a Manson murderer paroled. So now other people are trying to step up and fill that void, if you will, victims' rights attorneys, victims' rights advocates groups. I've had parents of murder victims myself call me even recently and say, Deborah, my daughter's killer is up for parole. What should I do? Of course, I couldn't answer the question because as a sitting judge, I couldn't give him legal advice. But I'm hearing the cries for help, which is part of my motivation for leaving the bench so I can go back and assist the victims and the families of murdered victims who are, have voices have been shut down.
Let's hit on the you know drugs and mental health and homelessness because they do to a degree all kind of thread together.
Well, I couldn't agree more. And in my opinion, drug addicts are going to be required to go to mandatory drug treatment program with consequences for lack of participation. In fact, there was an article today that came out from the Daily News. Drug arrests plunge after Prop 47 as overdose deaths soar. So we need a system where there's some interaction, where there's some follow-through, or intervention, excuse me. We need intervention. And sometimes that takes a stint in custody and then into a mandatory drug rehab program with follow-up care, with robust follow-up care and rehab. Not this 90 days of collecting Medi-Cal, getting the money out of this poor drug addict, and throwing them back out on the street. That's who a lot of these people who are living in these encampments and in these motorhomes all over the city and county of Los Angeles. Drug dealers are going to jail. I have no sympathy for people that deal drugs for a living. Sitting in the Edelman Children's Court, I cannot tell you how many times per week I had to sign removal orders of mothers that had just given birth to brand new newborns that had methamphetamine and fentanyl in their systems at the time of their birth.
Wow.
These children required morphine IVs because they were going through withdrawals. They were on oxygen because their little baby lungs were premature and undeveloped and they needed oxygen. They're on IVs to feed because they were not mature enough to suckle and to take in nourishment. I was doing 10 to 15 of those per week. I have no sympathy for a drug dealer who is selling drugs to a visibly pregnant woman who goes into labor at one of our local hospitals and births this child who needs services the minute they come out of mom's womb, they have developmental delays, they have learning disabilities, etc. So no, drug dealers are going to jail. Mental illness needs to be treated appropriately, and with legislative changes and judicial court, the drug court, the care court coming in, finally, we will be able to triangulate, if you will. You talked about the electorate earlier. The connection between the DA and the lawlessness on the street needs to be communicated to the voters, because all of our qualities of life, be it in the affluent communities, the working class communities, the minority communities, all of our lives have been affected. You can't go anywhere in LA County without stepping around needles, feces, homeless people. Parents can't walk their children to school on the sidewalks. They have to walk around the encampments. No parent in Los Angeles County wants to have to explain to their 7-year-old they're walking to school why the naked man is sleeping in the doorway near their elementary school.
You're right.
And furthermore, it's not humanitarian to let our fellow citizens live in this manner. Organized drug cartels are running the drug trades in these homeless encampments. People are dying on the street every single day, and frankly, there are no consequences for anyone engaging in this never-ending cycle of addiction and despair. How many mothers have we heard on the news that are on there begging people not to sell drugs to their poor addicted child, or they're burying their children, or their kids are thinking they're buying a Xanax or an Adderall to be ready for the next test when they've been laced with fentanyl? So
no,
this has got to stop.
No, I agree with totally agree with that. I don't want you to run out of time here, too. So, you know, again, retail theft is also up. I mean, smash and grabs, and people who try to stop them are actually getting in trouble for trying to stop them.
Well, depends who the current DA is and what steps they're taking. This is not retail theft. These are robberies. These are robberies where working class families whose life savings is invested in the grocery store, in the jewelry store, in the shoe store. These are a lot of working class and immigrant families who come to Los Angeles for opportunity and a better future for themselves and their children. And they're being preyed upon without any recourse. So to call this retail theft, this is robbery. And some of the big corporate stores, they want this to go on. And frankly, they are putting their employees and the citizenry at risk because they refuse to enforce the laws because their corporate policies, I guess they write it off on their taxes as an insurance law. But for the rest of us who are going into the store, I don't know about you, Joe. I'm not as comfortable going into whether it's a Rite Aid or a CVS or a Target or even a Nordstrom. Not that I go in there very often.
Okay.
Who feels safe? You're always looking over your shoulder to make sure safe.
I'm going to cut you short so you don't run out of time. You got less than a minute. Let's tell people how to get to your website, how they can help you, what can they do for you.
Well, my website is judgeda4da.com. I would ask you to take a look at my website. Give me an opportunity to explain my positions. I would certainly appreciate your donation. I will tell you unequivocally, I am the most experienced, qualified, and electable candidate in this race to take out Gascon and restore order to the chaos. I have 28 years in the office. I've been a judge, and I'm ready to take back the district attorney's office for the residents of Los Angeles County with your support.
This is the second time you and I have talked, and it sounds like you would do a fantastic job. People, check it out. We'll put her website up on our website so you can have a link to it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.